honestly, the first time I ever remember watching games, because, you know, being the son of a coach, my parents always went to games, and usually I always stay home and play with all the kids, and the first game I ever sat in and watched was the drive.
Elway leads the Broncos 98 yards to bring them within 1 point of tying this game.
So that's when I really got into football, and I always wanted to play football so bad. And, you know, high school was good for me. You know, I ended up breaking my collarbone my senior year, so, you know, that affected me. And the only scholarship offer I got was Duke, and I just wanted a scholarship so bad. And I took my one offer and went to Duke, and I always really loved football and wanted to be a part of a big football program. And Mac had recruited me when he was at North Carolina, so I had to end at Texas. And he got me into the school there, and I ended up earning a scholarship after being there for a year and a half, and ended up getting to play a lot. It was a good experience for me, got to play a lot of football. Once I was done with that and got into coaching, it was a lot easier for me. I started out as a GA at UCLA and was there for a year, and went to Tampa as a quality control working with Coach Gruden. I was there for 2 years, and I went to Houston where I was a receiver coach my first year, quarterback coach the second year, and I was a coordinator there for 2 years, and then I've been in Washington the last 4 years as a coordinator. The more I coordinate, you know, this is my seventh year calling plays, and the more you get into it, you realize players make you a good coordinator, and players can make it tough on you to coordinate in.
The more speed you have at quarterback, the more aggressive you can be. Five-step drop, Johnny, set your feet, then retreat.
The competition hasn't really started for me yet. I don't even evaluate it that way. Everything's new for Johnny. And he's just trying to get in here and call the play right, get out of the huddle. That's really what OTAs were about. I think the competition will start a little bit more in my mind in training camp, where I think he has a chance to compete. And also Hoyer hasn't been able to practice that much. And he's coming off a knee injury, so we've allowed him to do 7-on-7. When we have let him do team drills, the D-line's really not moving. They're taking one step. So it's been very limited, but they are two different types of quarterbacks. But everybody's a little bit different. And the point is, how can you move the chains? And they both can do it different ways, and they both can do a little bit similar too. So I gotta learn them and find out what helps them the most to help our team stay on the field. I mean, you wanna compete with the best, and right now it's Seattle. And you look at their roster totally across; it's pretty loaded. And when it's loaded, then you keep adding players every single year, and you add good backup players. You either get better or you get worse. You never stay the same. So you can never get complacent, and even if you have a great player, you better get someone great behind him. So he's always pushing them, and that's what we're working at. We got a lot of work to do. We got some new guys in here, a bunch of new coaches too, getting together for the first time, but taking it day by day, and I think we've gotten a lot better through these OTAs, and we continue doing that through training camp, and there's always that factor in staying healthy. But I'm very excited about the players we have on this team, and I'm looking forward to this year.